From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Star. All right, well, let's move to our weekly star. This week, we take a look at Canada Goose Holdings, Inc., symbol G-O-O-S on the TSX. It's a great Canadian success story. Company closed the week at around $76.61. This stock jumped as much as 49% this past week. For a company with a $9 billion market cap, that is a significant surge from the $60 range to just under $90 at one point before settling, like I said, at $70.61. That's still up 27% on the week. This came out after it reported record Q4 2017 annual results. What does the company do? They design, manufacture, distribute, and sell premium outerwear for men, women, and children. Like I said, those goose down parkas you see all over Toronto and Vancouver and many other cities throughout Canada in the winter months. Now, financial results, tremendous annual growth. Annual revenue was up 46% to $591 million. Net income came in at $96 million, up 344%. On a diluted basis, earnings per share were 86 cents for the year, up from 21 in 2016. Now, over the growth is great here, but we're looking also at what the company does going forward. You always have to look forward on a company. They provided guidance. They said over the next 3 fiscal years, what they're expecting to do. That's actually a good period of guidance. Most often you'll see just annual guidance, but this is companies looking 3 years forward. They're looking at annual revenue growth of at least 20%, which is strong growth, and average annual growth of adjusted net income to be at least 25%. Again, this is great growth, but with the current market multiples on the stock and what it's trading at, management better at very minimum deliver on these goals, and we would hope they handsomely beat these targets to sustain the current multiples. The company trades with a PE or price to its earnings in the range of 100. Given the average market PE is under 20, it's 4 times the average market PE. Actually, 5 times, sorry. The average market PE with a price to EBITDA on a trailing basis of around 65. Now, if it keeps growing cash flow at 50 to 100%, these multiples, although lofty, can seem even attractive. But it's unrealistic to see the company, even the company itself is saying it won't, and its targets grow at 50 to 100%. So we like the product and the growth, and the story here is a great Canadian growth story, but we don't like the current valuations. We do note that yesterday, Canada Goose announced that certain of its shareholders, including certain of its executive officers and directors, intend to offer for sale 10 million subordinate voting shares. The stock on this news today, just Friday, dropped 7%. Generally, we do not like a dual share structure, and typically companies issue shares when they feel the share price has gone beyond its fair value near term. That's what the market may have been thinking as it dropped over 7% today. We think that may be the case in this case, like I said. Nevertheless, the gains on the week make it our star of the week, and it's certainly a great story in the Canadian retail segment, which has been a tough space to be in over the past several years.